inflation's back, or at least everyone's talking about it again. If you check Google Trends recently, you'll see that the number of people who have searched for the word inflation in the United States, for instance, is almost double what it normally is. And it's not surprising. Prices have gone up often post-pandemic, or even as the pandemic has dragged on around much of the world. And that's something the software industry has faced for years. After a decade where software got 62% more expensive, we'd almost expect digital goods prices to keep rising. When we started the Capiche software community a couple years back, one of the first things we dug into was software pricing. And to do that, we went back and we checked historic pricing data through the Wayback Machine and just from checking software vendors' websites to see what software had cost from 2009 to 2019. We listed the base pricing for pretty much what the default plan would have been a decade ago, and then tried to track what would a similar plan cost throughout the years. And when you ran the numbers over a decade, software had gotten on average 62% more expensive. And it's not too surprising. A lot of that change was due to the shift from boxed software to subscriptions, from paying a few hundred dollars once for Microsoft Office, for instance, to now paying, say, $10 a month for Microsoft Office. And upfront, that made software much cheaper. But over the long term, you often ended up paying more. And then, often when subscriptions first started, companies perhaps were not sure how to price their subscriptions. And so you had very cheap, especially software subscriptions from new startups, that were quickly raised over time as the cheaper prices let them enter the market easily, but then they needed to raise prices to remain competitive over time to build a larger business and support and actually generate a profit from their customers. And so software kept getting more expensive. And so we went back and we rechecked the pricing last year, and software had gone up another 2.2% on average over the 100 software products we had checked the pricing on over the 2019 to 2020 year. This year, however, inflation's down, at least in software. On average, software only went up 1.4% over the past year. That partly is due to business models pretty much remaining the same. Most stuff has already switched to subscriptions. Most things are already, to a certain degree, set in their pricing, and things aren't changing quite as much. In fact, in some places, you'll even see that software got a tad cheaper. Mixpanel, for example, dropped their pricing a bit, where last year, in 2019, they had switched to monthly tracked users as their core pricing model and included everything. There were no add-ons, you just pay per monthly tracked user, which broadly raised prices if you actually didn't use all those features. This year, they've rolled back the pricing a bit on MTUs, but then also split out the add-ons again. So you can sort of choose the features you need. And if you don't need everything, you could save money there. PySync was another good example there. They had drastically increased their pricing over a few years, but then this past year, they've doubled the amount of stuff they offer per account. So where you might have synced 1,000 contacts last year, this year you can sync 2,500 contacts for the same price. So it's a buy one, get one free sale. You're still going to spend the same amount, but you at least get more for it. But then you've got the stuff that got more expensive. Things like MailChimp and SurveyMonkey, they did sort of an inflation bump and went up $1 a month. You've got things like Infusionsoft, QuickBooks, ActiveCampaign, Zoho CRM. They all went up around 8 to 12%. You've got things where they kept the same pricing, but they shrunk a bit. Gravity Forms, for example, originally included 5 sites with a paid pro plan. Then they went down to 4, and then now only 3 this year. So you get less for the same price. 123 Form Builder did about the same. They've gone from originally offering 20 forms for their base plan. Now they only offer 5. Then you've got the things where business models entirely changed. GitLab, for example, removed their starter plan. So you could just use their free plan. But today, if you want to pay and you want to have their premium features, you're going to need to pay $19 a month for their base level paid plan today, which is over 4 times as much as their older starter plan that's now gone. Buffer used to sell a set of social accounts where one account would give you, say, 25 social media accounts. You would pay once and you get 25 accounts you could connect. Now you pay per account you connect. So if you really did want to connect 25 accounts, you're going to spend about 50% more. And that's the kind of thing where pricing can get frustrating, is where it feels like a moving target sometimes, where you're accustomed to software costing one thing, and then through business model changes or price increases or changing the features that are often offered in the same plan, pricing can end up changing over time. Most dramatically, perhaps, with Typeform this year. Typeform dropped the price on their lowest plan to $29 a month. But at the same time, they also cut that plan where it used to include 1,000 form responses. Now it only includes 100 form responses per month. So now you need to pay extra for those additional form responses. Those savings can be a good thing if you're not using the full features of that original paid plan. But if you really were maxing out that plan, you might find yourself paying more. And so over time, through increased usage, through adding more users to your team, through changes in how you use software, odds are you're going to pay more. But then again, that's how we were able to take the office remote this past year. If software hadn't switched to the cloud, hadn't been subscription-based, hadn't been something where you could log in from any browser and keep your work going, maybe it wouldn't have been so easy to go remote this past year when everyone needed to. And so sometimes, even if software is expensive, it can be worth paying for. But this year, altogether, in 2021, the software inflation rate is 1.4%. For more details, you can check out the most recent essay on the Capiche community at capiche.com/e/software-inflation-rate-2021.